tell us about your property in Dunree. How long have you had it? Principally, I suppose at this point, a holiday home, but was there intentions to live in it in a more permanent basis?
Yes, we started building it in the year 2000, and we've used it as a holiday home ever since, with the intention to retire to it. And I have actually just retired this year. But I'm not in a position to think long term now about living in the house in the state that it's in.
And how has it, you know, how has the mica problem developed with the property, and how bad is it now?
It's developed in the same way as everyone else's had. Within maybe about 5-6 years, we had the web like cracking and thought, oh, you plastered our house. Turned out it wasn't the plasterer's fault. And things just got gradually worse and worse until now. Outside walls are pulling against the inside walls. You can put your hand in through some cracks. In the wintertime, the wind comes through and you can hear it. And the house is impossible to heat when it's cold outside. Yeah, structurally, not sound.
And Philip, of course, you know, we would think on, and primary focus at this point would be on, you know, if this is someone's permanent residence. But there must be a feeling that the likes of yourself and Ellen and the hundreds, if not thousands, of others are somewhat forgotten in this whole conversation. Is that how it feels?
Yes, very much so, Greg. I mean, as you know, I'm on the Mica Action Group, and I take the phone calls day in, day out, you know, spending 30, 40 minutes at a time listening to people's own predicaments. We have people, holiday homeowners, we have people who live in the likes of Australia, New Zealand, America and all, who are contributing towards a permanent home here. And they're all wondering, what can they do? I mean, we've had people who live in other parts of the country forced to work elsewhere, who can't sell their homes up here in Donegal, so therefore they have to rent it out. And because they're working elsewhere with a primary home down there, they're now in a situation where they can't avail of any redress to fix their homes up here. So there's quite a collection of people who have been excluded from this discriminatory approach at the moment. And we don't know what to do next. I mean, we're all paying our taxes. We're all paying our local property tax and everything else. We're no different from anybody else. And yes, we know the priority has to be with all the permanent resident homeowners with their young families and whatnot that need to get some sort of life back on track again. But the government shouldn't forget about the rest. We're all here together.
Well, you are equal in terms of being victims of this, because I don't believe you're millionaires. This is was an investment in your future and for your planned future. This house was built under, you still have the same expectation that you could buy a material that wouldn't degenerate. You still would have thought that there would have been oversight to ensure that doesn't happen. You still would have thought, presumably, that the council and other agencies of the state would be ensuring that all materials were up to a certain standard. So really, you know, you are as entitled, I think, on the face of it, would you not be, to redress as anyone else? You know, because the same, what must feel like crimes against you, are the same to someone who actually lives in the house all the time.
Yeah, you would have thought so. I mean, all our materials was bought locally. The workforce was all local. We've paid local taxes. We've paid the inspection fees, laughable enough. We've paid the connection fees. And, you know, we've paid everything. We've done everything by the book. And yet, for some reason, whatever's happened, whether it be building control or lack of, whether it be self-regulation or lack of internal audit of the self-regulation, it didn't happen. And, you know, we are in a situation here where we have at least 40 years worth of houses that are all equally exposed to the risk of having mica built into the blocks that's used to build the homes.
Ellen, what
is the situation?
Sorry, Philip. Ellen, what does the future hold, though? Because no one seems to be saying, I think, at this point, and I'm really open to correction on that, that, you know, these type of properties need to be, you know, redress needs to be provided for them as well. You know, all the focus is, and I think we all accept why, on people's family homes. But, like, where does this leave you? Because if the outer leaf is going, then we know the inner leaf is not going to be too far behind. So this house really will, if not already, soon be uninhabitable. So what's
uninhabitable?
Thanks. Yeah. I was actually going to brush over that, Ellen, but thank you. Uninhabitable. So yes, then, what does it mean for you guys?
Well, year on year, you look at it and you think, should I even be staying in this house? We can't invite friends over. We can't invite family over. We used to have get-togethers, parties. You're ashamed of your home. I'm really happy at the moment that I don't have grandchildren running about because I'd be scared for them as time goes on. And I'm in limbo. We didn't take out loans to make this house. Any loans we had were kept in the north to keep it tidy. So everything was paid by our hard labour. We should have been in the position now in the very near future to sell our home in Derry, and that would be part of our pension pot.
Yeah.
That which would have been ploughed back into this home to make it even more presentable as it should be. But we can't do that.
And in addition to that, that should be an inheritance for the children so that we can give them a future forward as well. So, you know, that's all now open ruins.
Yeah, literally. Unfortunately, I think that's the way a lot of people are. They decide, well, we can go this route or that route. And, you know, housing historically is seen as a good investment, but here your money is just crumbling away.
It is. I mean, I was laughing at an ad yesterday. We were talking about spam. Obviously, it was on TV, but spammers, don't let them take away your retirement pot. I'm looking at it today and I'm saying, yeah, cowboys, don't let them take away your investment, your retirement pot.
But Philip, you're involved in this process, as Ellen would be, of course, as your partner. But if holiday homes and investment properties, we have to put that in there as well, if they're not part of the conversation now, in reality, do you think you will ever get any assistance at all or redress at this point?
If the powers that be cannot respect the fact that everybody... all the victims, right? All the victims long ago, both with properties, both with defective properties. If they cannot respect the fact that we're all equal, then I really have to ask myself, what's the government doing here? Are they trying to encourage discrimination amongst the place? We're all here in the same boat. We all have the same issues. You have to respect everybody as equal.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, if they can't and won't respect equal rights for everybody that's affected, we're in a position whereby this home's going to disappear. And... other than putting a tent outside, we'll have to consider, okay, we're leaving this country of Ireland and go back to where our home is at the moment.
And it's not just the property, it's hopes and dreams and plans and inheritance, and your life's work effectively goes into these type of things. I don't travel extensively, but I know of at least a dozen holiday homes in the same position as yours. Do we have any idea if the extent of this, you know, there was a bit of a boom, I suppose, around about the time these defective blocks were in circulation. Have we any idea how many holiday homes, investment properties might be impacted by this?
I'm sure we have a portfolio built up. I don't have the idea myself because obviously within Micro Action Group, we would have kept that confidential.
Okay.
But I do know in recent times from the phone calls after the last 2 or 3 weeks, especially thankfully to the likes of Paddy Dippin and the 100% Micro Redress Scheme, raising the profile again, we have had more and more phone calls from people who are realising now that they're no longer considered to be part of the scheme. And I do know up here, as you know yourself, lovely areas such as Dunfanaghy and Port Salon and places like that, where there's been a major investment drive there for holiday homes from people in Northern Ireland. Some people have been ringing me now in recent weeks to indicate that they feel they have a problem and they've talked to their neighbourhood. And they're only realising now that they're facing the fact that their investment is now worthless because they're not part of the scheme that can get anything fixed. So I think it will become a bigger animal as the weeks progress.
And I wonder, seeing as so many other houses in Donegal, but really right across the Western Seaboard are affected by this, is the scale going to be so big that the argument would not really be there to exclude, you know, the likes of holiday homes? Because, I mean, you know, if it's going to be so big, why not make it a little bit bigger?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's been put on the long finger for far too long. I mean, the Mike Action Group was set up almost 10 years ago, and we really haven't got where we need to be. Okay. If we put it in the long finger any longer, there's no point in bringing tourism to the west coast of Ireland.